Let's do this. Get set.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Usinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run.
And for a little run, I did. It's Chris Usinski. Welcome to Running Flat Radio. It's the weekly show here on AM 800 on Bell Media, where we talk about endurance sports and running and triathlon and cycling. And this is kind of our last show of the year. This is kind of our wrap-up show where, you know, I want to play a couple, the best ofs, I guess, within this hour. And I also got our dear friend John Stanton from the Running Room calling in. In the first segment of the show as well to kind of wrap up his year, which has been an interesting one to say the least. If you're not familiar with Running Flat, we produce running events traditionally in the Windsor market, but we are in other markets in 2016. Those are part of the really big announcements that we have to make, but I think we're going to save those until the new year. We have a whole list of new races, new announcements, new partnerships in new regions around North America, and I really want to share them all with you, and we will do that in due time when we come back in the new year. But if you want any other information about the races that are open, please go to runningflat.com. There you'll find also information on past shows that you can actually just kind of click on and stream. I was kind of going through the shows saying, you know, we had a pretty interesting year. I mean, we've had our good friend Lionel Sanders in a couple times this year talking about Ironman and winning Ironman championships. Alan Brooks, one of my all-time favorites is really Fred Fox, Terry Fox's older brother, who was on with us a couple times over the last number of years. And he was on with us with Dick Trum, the gentleman who actually inspired Terry Fox and trained him to run. Dick Trum was the first amputee to ever run on a prosthetic leg and complete a marathon. And Terry saw that, that relationship was born. And I had both those gentlemen on back in early September, really to kind of talk about the 35th anniversary of Terry stopping the Marathon of Hope, where he actually stopped it. And we kind of reflected upon that. It's a really cool podcast if you get a chance. It's either on iTunes or through Running Flat if you want to catch up. And, of course, we have the Premier of Ontario on, our highest-ranking runner in the province, and, talking about what inspires her. And we still might get to replay that interview maybe in the new year, because it's pretty inspiring. It gives you some insight to her and what's really kind of driving her. So, if you're interested in those shows or other information, go to runningflat.com. You can always follow us on Twitter at Running Flat, pretty easy. And don't forget about Facebook. All of our races have their own Facebook page. They all kind of have their own different personality. And you can always just check those out. The big one right now is Le Chocolat. It's kind of our first race of the season. It's one of our larger races. Happens here in the city of Windsor on the waterfront on Riverside Drive, where we actually close down the bridge from the bridge all the way to Walker Road on Riverside Drive. This beautiful, beautiful scenic course. We have a half marathon, a 21K. We have a 10K and a 5K. And you can run or walk any of them. Get your friends involved. Get them all in. And just kind of challenge each other that you're going to do that. It's we call it a Mother's Day Primer because it's the weekend before Mother's Day on May 1st. And it's just a fabulous event. It's obviously there's lots of chocolate. There's lots of wine because that's the swag that we end up giving away year after year. And, it's just one of the very few times that you're actually able to kind of take in this incredible jewel of a gem of an asset that we have here in the city of Windsor, where you can actually stop right in the middle of Riverside Drive and then take a look at Detroit. It's just a phenomenal view and a wonderful course, and glad we can do that. There's a lot of tourists that come in to do that event itself. I would say a third of the people are foreign tourists that fly in and visit Windsor and visit the city and the region and shop and eat and pick up hotel rooms. It's a wonderful event that way. So it's Le Chocolat. It's May 1st, All that information is at runningflat.com, and you can register through Race Roster for that. And if you're one of our American listeners, and we have a ton of American listeners and a ton of American podcasts, guys, this race is being sold in Canadian dollars. So just a heads up, that's 30 cents on the dollar that you're to the positive when you register for a race like that. So it's like a 30-35% off sale when you register for a Canadian race. So come on over, come bring your big US dollars and come spend them over on this side of the border with us and in the hotels and in the restaurants and the shops. We'd love to have you because Walkerville is super trendy and they'd love to have you. The other race that is open but totally sold out is the Pelee Island Winery Half Marathon. That's the half marathon on the island in the middle of Lake Erie. That it's kind of an international event where people from all over North America fly in. Sells out in a couple days. There is a waiting list, but it's getting quite lengthy, to be honest with you. And the other race that will be opening up very shortly is Canada Day. We've tallied the top three. We're just kind of finalizing some legal issues, announcing the top three. Once we announce those, we'll open up registration. It is really the most bombastic Canada Day, patriotic Canadian event in the country. It is in Amherstburg, Ontario, July 1st, and it's a wonderful family event. The big addition this year is we will have a large virtual component to that race. So if you're listening to us in Iqaluit, which we know we have lots of listeners on podcast, or San Diego, you'll be able to virtually do that race, and we welcome you to do that. You have been listening to Running Flat Radio. When we come back, we're going to have our good friend John Stanton with us right after these messages.
. 2016 is approaching. Enter it in style behind the wheel of a luxury SUV. It's Caesars Windsor's SUV giveaway, where on December 27th, we're giving away a 2016 Cadillac SRX, a Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited 4x4, and a Lincoln MKX, plus three $10,000 prizes. Earn entries from December 1st to the 27th. Caesars Windsor, your drive to winning big. Must be present to win. Know your limit, play within it. Must be 19 or older. Details at CaesarsWindsor.com. No purchase necessary. Vehicle names used with permission.
Hi, I'm Liz Rodbell, president of Hudson's Bay. This Tuesday, December 8th, is Bonus Seniors Day at Hudson's Bay. Not only is it our second Seniors Day in the month of December, but we're also lowering the qualifying age. Now customers 55 or better receive an extra 15% off regular sale and clearance prices. This Tuesday, shop in-store or online at thebay.com and receive Senior Day savings. Happy holidays.
Join the AM 808 team as Santa visits the Children's Safety Village Thursday, December 10th from 5 to 8 p.m. Visit Santa's Crafty Workshop, learn holiday safety tips taught by local emergency service providers, and get your pick snapped with jolly old Saint Nick himself. $5 per child. Don't miss Santa's visit to the village. Find the Safety Village on Facebook for details.
AM 800 Weather is brought to you by Dorco. This holiday season, get your LiftMaster belt drive garage door opener, two remotes, keypad, and surge protector installed for only $496 plus HST. Only at Dorco Garage Doors, your trusted LiftMaster dealer.
From the AM 800 Weather Center, here is your latest forecast. Mainly cloudy skies tonight with a low plus 4. Tomorrow, cloudy with periods of rain in the morning, reaching an afternoon high of 8. Thursday, cloudy skies, the high 8. Friday, cloudy and a high of 8. Saturday, cloudy skies with a 40% chance of rain and a high of 11. Once again, for tonight, mainly cloudy skies with an overnight low of plus 4.
You know an emergency when you see it.
Call a plumber!
You know an emergency when you hear it.
Look, Mom, grilled cheese.
But do you know an emergency when you smell it? In the unlikely event of a natural gas leak, you will smell rotten eggs. If you do, clear your home immediately. Once outside, call 911. For more information on how to protect your family, look out for the Union Gas insert in your local paper or visit uniongas.com/safety.
The issues that matter.
I don't know how much failure you need
be heard
before you
you finally say enough is enough.
The Lynn Martin Show, weekdays 9 till noon on AM 800. Looking to start running? Strap on a pair of comfortable shoes. Now put one foot in front of the other and keep going. It's that easy. This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Uzinski here. We're just trying to handle it. We have a little slight technical difficulty with our first guest, but our first guest is John Stanton. He is the CEO and the founder of the Running Room. His first store was actually the meeting place for runners. It opened up in 1984, and then and literally it was like this 8x10 foot room that he actually kind of cohabitated with a hairdresser in this old house back in Edmonton. More than 30 years later, the Running Room is one of North America's most recognized names in running and walking. John has authored 10 books on running and walking and is a recipient of the Order of Canada. John's family-owned business, the company itself, has more than 120 stores and 1,300 employees in Canada and around the United States. And John will be joining us actually right after these messages.
Hi, does your 2015 SUV come with a foot-activated liftgate?
No, but it comes with a hand-activated handle that you can open with your hand.
Seriously?
Yeah, you've got two of them.
And they're waving goodbye.
Skip the other guys and come straight to the Ford year-end clearout, where you can get the features you want, like available foot-activated liftgate on the 2016 Escape for as low as 0% APR purchase financing for up to 72 months. When you can get the features and deal you want, it's easy to get into a Ford. Details at Ford.ca.
Back by popular demand, Celtic Woman Home for Christmas, the Symphony Tour. Celebrate this holiday season with the celestial voices of the multi-platinum Irish singing sensation as they perform their beloved Christmas songs with a full symphony orchestra. A festive and enchanting evening filled with mesmerizing music, performance, and holiday cheer. Celtic Woman Home for Christmas, the Symphony Tour.
This Thursday, the Colosseum at Caesars Windsor. Know your limit, play within it. All ages welcome. Must be 19 or older to enter the casino.
When you're able to focus your mind and your body, anything is possible.
From 5K runs to half marathons
to the full 26.2 miles.
We talk about it all on Running Flat Radio, Tuesdays, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Uzinski, and on the line from Edmonton, Alberta, John Stanton. Welcome to Running Flat.
Hey, Chris, how are you this evening?
You know, awesome. You know, it's been such a while since I've seen you, you know, and I was going, oh, how are you doing? How's the knee? How's running? How's everything treating you?
Running has been good. As you know, I was injured last year, and yeah. I'm back off injury, back training, and have a whole new respect for physiotherapists and a great medical community that got me back on the road.
That's great. So you're back out there, you know, running as much as you'd like?
Yeah. No, I am. I kind of get somewhere between 5 and 8K a day. And then once a week, try to get a little longer run in. So keeps the fitness level up. I'm not sure I'm going to be racing for a little while yet, but I think my racing days are been replaced by coaching days.
Oh, good for you. I know that, you know, you've written over 10 books. You know, I try to go out for at least, 35K a day or a week, and you know, we've got a little more technical difficulties. John should be back with us in a couple of seconds, but you know, it's interesting. I have a running partner in Amherstburg, Ontario, and you know, we try to go at least every day for a 5K, maybe 6 days a week. We try to take maybe Sundays off or the odd day when we have like morning meetings, and you know, when Ross first started running a number of years ago, he started running and he really looked to John's books as some guidance, and it was a real inspiration to him. And I know that he was excited to hear that John would actually be on the show today with us. And I guess we got a really bad line out of Alberta, Edmonton, Alberta tonight, because we just lost him again. But if you're unfamiliar with the Running Room, is literally in almost every Canadian city across the country, and you usually find them usually tucked into a mall or a downtown location where, you know, people congregate and really have that ability to be able to kind of meet each other and then go out for a quick run and maybe a run-to-learn clinic. And it sounds like, John, you're back with us.
I'm back.
Jeez. You know, is it snowing there or something?
No, I'm in Ottawa, actually.
Oh, you're in Ottawa.
I think, yeah, I don't know what it is, but the line sounds a lot clearer now, so hopefully we won't get cut off again.
Hey, what kind of trends did you see this year in your, not just like the running room itself, but in the industry in general?
Well, I think the biggest trend we saw is there's a new group of people coming to running. You know, running has been dominated by, you know, the baby boomer originally, and then that sort of 40 to 45-year-old. And what we saw is a lot of 18 to 25-year-olds, Chris, coming to running. And a lot of that was the evolution of some of the, I call them adventure runs, the Color Me runs, the various runs that Mudders and Dirty Donkeys, and there's a whole variety of them. But these are kind of fun events that have a focus on running, but are more a test of physical attributes, that it isn't just your standard road race. There's other elements to that. And I think for a lot of people, if they've not done a race, sometimes entering a road race is a little daunting and a little overpowering.
Absolutely.
And when there's a fun element like the color runs, it introduces people to running. And I think it's been marvelous because we've seen as a result of them an increase in the number of runners in traditional running events. And I think next year we're going to reap the rewards of that even more. You'll see, you know, long-term runs like the Round the Bay as an example. I think, you know, the Round the Bay has added a 5-kilometer distance to the, you know, the 30K.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's seeing exponentially strong growth in it. And that's because a lot of people have looked at Around the Bay. It's, you know, North America's oldest road race, and it's a fabulous event. People use it to get ready for Boston or to get ready for the Ottawa Marathon or Toronto or Mississauga Marathons. And it's a nice test for that. But a lot of people, you know, 30K is just too daunting and out of their reach. Where 5K gets them into the event, they finish in Cops Coliseum the same as everybody else does. And as a result, they experience that thrill of crossing the finish line and the big jumbotron at the center ice and what have you. It's a pretty special moment. And I think we're seeing more of that coming to races. I think all the races are trying to, you know, get an element of some sort of fun or social aspect to it.
Yeah, I mean, for years, I mean, Running Flat was founded on doing that, right? I'm a race director for the Color Run, and have been for yeah, exactly. There's Chocolat that's coming up, and you know, and as a race director of the Color Run, you know, I originally got a lot of grief for the Color Run amongst some of my industry peers, and you know, because there's this whole subset that say, well, that's really not a run, that's really not a race, you know, because it's not time, there's no clock, I mean, and you know, it's not even measured, I mean, it's just, you know, there's nothing that's really running about it, and you know, absolutely it is, because it's you know, it's almost like the gateway drug to our industry.
Well, it is, and that's the beauty of it, Chris, is your run, you know, and so many of the runs that you do have another element to them that make it exciting and make it fun to come to. You know, we just had the 25th annual Santa Shuffle Run in Edmonton. I was at this past weekend.
Wow.
And it's 25 years ago we started this run. It's a 5K distance. You know, everybody wears their Santa hat and what have you. It raises funds for the Salvation Army. The only timing we have a clock that starts when the runners leave, and they can look up and see their time when they come back underneath it. We give them all a medal, but you know, we get families in there. We've got youngsters in there at 5 and 6 years old, walking with mom and dad, and we've got grandparents out there participating in it. And it's in the park, and it's through a beautiful trail system with some freshly fallen snow. It's a marvelous experience for people to get out and take some of the daunted intimidation away from what traditional road races sometimes have for those people that have never experienced it, and hopefully introduce more people to the joy of what it's like to be in a road race.
You know, look, at this radio show has been on for a couple of years, probably going on 3 years, and really, I think what's interesting about it is, you know, we're always trying to tell people, just get out there, Doesn't matter what you do. Just get off the couch, go down the driveway, go to the light stand, or hit the stop sign, go to the next driveway, and you tell them, just keep going, then come back, and then go again. And, and you know, the one thing we never talk about, and, you know, I'm running out of time, too, as we're hitting the bottom of the hour, but you're the king of this, is we never talk about walking.
Yeah. No, and walking is, you know, I mean, we introduce people into running by doing combinations of walking and running. That's why we get them into it. And I often get asked, because I've written, you know, 10 books on running and own the running room and what have you, and people ask me the difference between walking and running. And the simple fact is, walking takes a bigger investment of time. The benefits are almost equal. If you go out and run your 10K, Chris, and I go out and walk 10K, the benefits are almost identical. You get a little bit better cardiovascular benefit from it, but you also have a higher risk of injury. The walker very seldom gets injured, so somebody who's been away from exercise and been on sabbatical from running or walking is a terrific exercise to get them back, get them into shape,
right,
get them experiencing and touching nature again, and get them inspired. And, you know, when you walk across the 5K finish line, mm-hmm, whether it be in the Santa Shuffle or the Chocolate Run or one of the color runs, this feeling is just as emotional as the Olympic athlete coming in that last 100 yards. So it's your Olympic moment. So, you know, people need to enjoy that, savor it. And, you know, our sport is such a fabulous sport where we cheer everybody on and we cheer each other. You know, so many sports we jeer competition. In running, it's a very all-inclusive and supportive sport.
Which is really interesting because it's such a solitary sport when you think about it. Like as a base event, but it is such an incredible event.
Well, and I think that running has changed. One of the dramatic things we've seen is the participation of women in our sport have exponentially grown. We've gone from where it used to be 80% male, 20% female, to now, you know, 70% of the entrants are female. And what women have done for our sport is they've brought a social component to it. They've brought the group run to it. They've brought this whole different aspect that this is a participation thing. This is a celebration of your own health and fitness, and it's not a competition. The only competitor you have is yourself. And that's who you're competing against.
Amen, Brother John. You know, it's always wonderful talking to you. I wish you all the best next year. Have a happy Christmas,
too,
and I'm wishing you all the best. Thanks for joining us on Running Flat Radio.
Yeah, keep up the great promotion of running too, Chris. We greatly appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much. John Stanton, the owner and CEO of the Running Rooms here on Running Flat Radio. Great guy. If you ever get a chance to meet him at an expo or a run, stop, say hi to him. Tell him that Uzinski says hi. Great guy. You're listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW. We'll be back right after these messages. Hey, it's Chris Uzinski. Look, you had a decent year, but you want to get more out of your running. Sub 20, a 5K, go to Boston, or just lose more weight without all the hocus pocus. Well, we can help you do that. In partnership with our friends at Additional Nutritional, we've made personal training really easy. And it's a custom app that's built right around you, customized to you with all the workouts and all the encouragement designed to get you going every single day. It even has recipes and a weekly call. Or hey, look, 24/7, you can get a hold of one of the trainers and talk to them and get your questions answered. We can get you to your goals guaranteed. For more information, go to runningflat.com and click on the fitness app. That's runningflat.com.
It's 7:30.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor, Essex, an information update with Mike McDonald.
The president of Unifor's Windsor Regional Environment Council is disappointed in the Ontario Municipal Board's dismissal of an appeal by the Save Ojibwe Group. Mark Bartlett says he'll be in contact with the Save Ojibwe Group and will ask them to appeal the OMB's decision. That decision paves the way for a proposed big box development at Sprucewood and Matchett. The on-scene investigation is finished, but the overall investigation into an explosion at a barn in Amherstburg continues. Happened Sunday afternoon in the 5,000 block of Middle Side Road. There were no injuries and damages estimated at $120,000. The search continues for the cause. The launch of the next-generation Chrysler minivan is quickly approaching. The automaker will unveil its new model at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit next month. Windsor Assembly Plant Manager Mike Breda says the automaker is targeting production to begin in the first quarter of 2016. In sports, Red Wings are in Washington tonight. They are scoreless in the first period.
The information.
Leafs and Devils just getting underway this hour. Junior C hockey, the Essex 73s taking on Dresden tonight. Essex with a 1-0 lead in the first period. In the NBA, the Golden State Warriors are in Indianapolis, and so far Golden State leading 34-21. From the AM 800 Weather Center, mainly cloudy tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy with periods of rain in the morning. The high 8. We have reached our predicted low of 4 Celsius, that is 39 Fahrenheit. I'm Mike McDonald, AM 800 News.
Running Flat Radio on AM 800. Get more info on local races and registration at runningflat.com.
And welcome back to Running Flat. Always great to talk to John. Always a great guest and such a great ambassador to our sport. Honest to God. Just a great guy. You know what? Being our last show of the year, I'm kind of, you know, getting kind of sentimental. And I really want to hit on a couple of really key interviews that we had this year that I thought were really kind of neat and interesting. And they're worth a replay, without a doubt. And, you know, back in July of this year at our Canada Day event, our great Canadian was Commander Chris Hadfield. And, you know, we had such a bit of a delay trying to get Chris into the show to actually do an interview. And we didn't do it until after the event, after Canada Day. We tried to get him in before, but really with his schedule, and it really just didn't jive. So, you know what? I'd like to play a piece of the Chris Hadfield interview, which aired back in July of this year. So back in 92, you were selected as one of the four new Canadian astronauts for the Canadian Space Agency. But you did so much work at NASA when I'm looking at your career. I mean, back in, you were the chief CAPCON, the voice of mission control for like 25 space shuttle missions.
Yeah, I had various roles. I was a member of the Canadian Space Agency, and we have a terrific space agency in Canada. We're a very small group of people, but we have accomplished so much, and 8 different Canadians have flown in space. But our hardware is on Mars. Our hardware is orbiting Jupiter and Saturn, and you know we're world class. And as you say, I was hired as one of Canada's astronauts back in 1992, but in order to fly in space, you either work with the Russians or with the Americans because they have the launch vehicles. And so I ended up working with both for 21 years as a representative of Canada. I worked within the NASA Astronaut Corps and was doing all the different jobs within the NASA Astronaut Corps. And in fact, I was NASA's director of operations over in Russia for a few years. So a very unusual position for a Canadian to be in, to be a Canadian Space Agency astronaut as NASA's director in Russia, interfacing internationally with the Russians on behalf of basically all the space agencies. And a very improbable story, but a great position to be in.
It's an incredible story. And I guess when you look at it as a kid from Canada, to accomplish what you've been able to do, when you look back on your career, are there a lot of sacrifices, like personal sacrifices that you have to make to achieve these milestones?
I never saw anything as a sacrifice. I just saw it as what I was doing next. And it occurred to me a long time ago, you're always going to be doing something. So why not do something that's really important to you? Why not do something that matters to you or that helps you maybe get a little closer to what you dream about doing? And so I just pursued that my whole life. I never saw it as like something I didn't want to do or that I was sacrificing something else for. And so as a result, it's been immensely rewarding, a huge amount of work.
Absolutely.
It's not portrayed in the media properly at all. Just the level of responsibility and endless work that the people in the Astronaut Corps shoulder 7 days a week, 70% of the time on the road, and a huge responsibility when you actually do fly with no guarantee that you ever will. So it's not a simple job, but a fascinating job and one that I was so pleased to have a chance to be able to do for so long.
So you mean it's not just floating around and playing guitar?
That's a very rare experience. A couple hours one Saturday. It's a lovely position to be in. But that's the little bit of sugar coating on the icing on the cake that is way at the very end of a long time working.
So when you look at astronauts today, can we talk about what kind of fitness level they have to be able to do, you know, 5 months in space or even a supply mission?
Sure. To live on the space station, of course, you are, by definition, unable to ever go to the hospital or go to a clinic or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has to be, we have to be able to take care of everything ourselves. So think of the level of medical fitness that you would like to hire a person in that position to be able to do. You need to have no congenital problems, no issues, nothing. And also a career of 20 years. You want to hire someone at the start of that who's extremely healthy. So most of the people that apply to hopefully someday fly as an astronaut, most of them are medically disqualified just because of the very tight requirements. And then you want to be fit as well, just to do spacewalks, to keep your body healthy for the whole 6 months up there, to be able to return to Earth and be healthy. And then the final part of it, Chris, is that medical science is very interested in the changes that happen to understand the human balance system or the blood pressure regulation system, cardiovascular system, and how osteoporosis occurs.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're also big lab rats also. And so they really want to know your level of fitness prior to, during, and after a flight to be able to properly measure and learn from that, because the science is applicable. There's a lot of work going on at the University of Waterloo in that area to use that particular laboratory condition to better understand how the human body functions.
Chris Hadfield, Commander Chris Hadfield, who was on the show back in July of this year. We had a great conversation about kind of his career, and he does run. He runs almost every day, at least 5K on the treadmill. For him, it's a way of just keeping his fitness up and always up, because that's what astronauts do. You are listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW. For that full interview, just go to one of our podcasts for July 14th on Running Flat Radio or on iTunes. And, part of the show that we always talk about is how running itself as an endurance event is ageless. That literally people can pick it up at any age and do it. You know, not that, I never did it when I was a kid, so I'm not going to do it now. And stop the excuses. Stop the nonsense. It's an ageless sport, and it's one of the few sports in the world that you can actually do this. And the proof of that was an interview we did back in February of this year with Ann Garrett, who's from Oceanside, California. At 80, she set the national U.S. record for the half marathon at 2 hours and 13 minutes and 22 seconds. Here's a little bit from that interview with Ann. Welcome to Running Flat. It's so great
to
have you.
Thank you very much.
So let me ask you, are you a lifelong runner?
No, actually I'm not. I didn't start running until I was 72.
72?
Yes.
I walked,
but I didn't run.
So how did you start running at the age of 72?
Well, I was a race walker, and my daughter is a runner. My younger daughter is a runner, and she said, let's do a race for your 72nd birthday. And so she chose the one up in Huntington Beach, which at that time was called Pacific Shoreline Half Marathon. And we went up there, and she said, now I'll run and you can walk, and I will leave the camera in the hotel room, and I'll come back and take your picture at the finish, because I'll be finished before you. But a friend of mine, Karen, that I still run with, Karen gave me an old GPS that she had. So I put it on, and when everyone else started running, so did I. And I kept running, and I kept looking at the GPS, and I thought, well, I'm doing pretty good here. And I kept running, and I came in first in my division. And of course, my daughter hadn't got back with the camera, so I never did get her to take my picture. And since then, I kept on running, and I haven't lost a race, I think, since then.
That's a fascinating story.
There aren't too many people in my age group, let's put it that way. But anyway, it's fun. I love it. I really do. I like it so much. I really do.
So look, what does your training look like for half marathon?
Well, now, I have never had a coach. I've never been properly trained. It was just something. I was trained as a race walker, a proper race walker, and so my breathing and everything was good, but I'd never been trained as a runner. So I really just do my own thing. I try to do between 20 and 25 miles a week, and usually coming up to a half marathon, I would run maybe 13 miles or 10. This last half that I did, I only the most I had run from the one in Maine was 9 miles. And so I didn't really think I was all that well trained for this particular race, but I did better than I thought I was going to do anyway. So it must have worked.
it's an incredible time. So do you cross train? Like, do you also do a lot of walking and cycling or yoga? Is there other activities you do?
I don't cycle. I do walk. I do walk. And I go to the gym sometimes and do some aqua jogging. I'm not a swimmer. I really don't. I can swim, but I don't like it all that much. And I do some exercises. I have a little set of exercises that last about 30 minutes that I do most days. And that sort of loosens me up and gives me a little, I do a little weight, a few weights and things like that. But I really don't, I don't do an awful lot of cross training, but I do something every day.
So, you know, I got to tell you, because this is a show about running, and it's a show that, you know, we really want to inspire people off the couch and into their first 5K. That's been the whole purpose of this show. And,
right.
and but we have all kinds of folks from ultra marathoners and elite athletes that tune in every week and download us on iTunes. And we tell inspiring stories, and you are an extremely inspiring person for a lot of reasons. And when you look at your age, you know, the first flippant remark that a person's going to think of is, well, she's got better genes than I have. Or she's always been a great runner. Or you can hear all these excuses come up in a person's mind that says, well, yeah, of course, but she's always been like that, so she's always going to be great. I mean, do you get some of that? Or how do you combat those kinds of attitudes out there that people have?
Well, of course, everyone said, the first thing they say is, you've probably been running all your life.
Right.
And I said, well, no, actually, I haven't. Somebody once told me, a long time ago, that you're never too old to challenge yourself. And I believe that. I do. And I belong to a foundation. I was asked to be spokesperson for a foundation called Move Your Feet Before You Eat. And I go to the local schools and talk with the kids about exercising and keeping fit and how good it is for you and how good it makes you feel. And I run with them and I go on their jogathons and I go to their mileage clubs and they all call me grandma. And I love it. It keeps me young. They look at me and they think,
And Garrett from Oceanside, California, the current record holder for the half marathon, over 80 at 2 hours and 13 minutes. Who wouldn't want her as your grandmother? I mean, what an awesome, awesome lady. You got to love the stories of runners. And, you know, every week we also do Song of the Week. So Song of the Week is all about getting this really, really fresh tune that no one's ever heard before, getting it on the air where it's only a week old. We ended up buying the rights to this one. This is the Elvi with Return to the Moon on Running Flat Radio.
Scratch a ticket with a leg of a cricket and I got triple Jesus. Cash it in for Siamese twin at the family firing range. I went to bed and woke up beside another man, said nobody noticed. I was so excited the senators are fired. Don't tell me nothing's changed. Return to the moon. I'm tired. Return to the moon. Please. But I saw one of fish from a colorblind witch, 'cause she said she loved it. Tell her the part that would break her heart, but it loved me.
perfect week starts with McCafe Premium Roast Coffee. A brilliant week begins with a bold cappuccino. A super week is sustained by a smooth latte. A delightful week, delivered with a decadent mocha. But there's nothing finer than your favorite, free. And you deserve it. McCafe Rewards. Buy any 7 McCafe hot beverages and enjoy a free medium of your choice on us. Only at participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada.
So, Peppermint, why do you think you'd be a good fit at The Source?
Well, I have 212 years of toy-making experience.
At North Pole Industries Limited?
Listen, I'm going to level with you. The Source has cool stuff. Top-brand smartphones, Samsung tablets, Sony headphones. We can't keep up. So I'm keeping my options open. Santa doesn't even know I'm here.
Okay, so what's your biggest strength?
Oh, loyalty, for sure.
Get a PlayStation membership and Destiny game with any PS4 console. $129 value. The Source. I want that.
From the AM 800 Weather Center, here is your latest forecast. Mainly cloudy skies tonight with a low plus 4. Tomorrow, cloudy with periods of rain in the morning, reaching an afternoon high of 8. Thursday, cloudy skies, the high 8. Friday, cloudy and a high of 8. Saturday, cloudy skies with a 40% chance of rain and a high of 11. Once again, for tonight, mainly cloudy skies with an overnight low of plus 4.
It's Chris Uzinski. Look, you had a decent year, but you want to get more out of your running. Sub 20, a 5K, go to Boston, or just lose more weight without all the hocus pocus. Well, we can help you do that. In partnership with our friends at Additional Nutritional, we've made personal training really easy. And it's a custom app that's built right around you, customized to you with all the workouts and all the encouragement designed to get you going every single day. It even has recipes and a weekly call. Or hey, look, 24/7, you can get a hold of one of the trainers and talk to them and get your questions answered. We can get you to your goals guaranteed. For more information, go to runningflat.com and click on the fitness app. That's runningflat.com.
I'm at the point where I'm so irritated right now.
The Lynn Martin Show.
I have a different take on this.
I was appalled. I couldn't believe it. I was so offended.
The place to talk in Windsor, Essex.
On Wednesday's show, we'll find out if you were this girl's mother, if you would be comfortable if she were in the boys' locker room. It is what she is fighting for. We'll find out if she should be.
The Lynn Martin Show. Weekdays 9 till noon on AM 800.
CTV Sunday.
The holidays are here.
And something special is happening at the social.
Something that will make you want to
sing.
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
Jan Arden is bringing festive cheer to the social.
Take it away, Jan.
Deck the halls with
a Jan Arden Christmas at the social at a special time. Sunday at 8 on CTV.
It's going to be a rocking good time.
And get all your CTV holiday programs at ctv.ca/holidays all season long.
Return to the moon. I'm tired. Return to the moon. Please.
Hey, welcome back to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW. This is the Elvi with Return to the Moon. I got to tell you, out of all the songs that we've done this year, and we've done some amazing music this year, and it's all stuff that we kind of add to our races as well. This is really the one that I thought was really my song of the year. So you may have your own, and that's fine. You can go to Running Flat Radio on Facebook and tell us what you thought your favorite song was. But you know what? It's time now to bring in our good friend for the last time this year from Iron Magazine, Ben Kaplan.
This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800. Tonight's running news is brought to you by iRun.
Well, that's it. That's it for the year.
Oh, I'm going to miss it. That hurts so bad.
Ben Kaplan, the editor-in-chief of iRun Magazine, joining us like he does every week. How are you, Ben?
I'm well. Bold pronouncements. The song of the year. Wow, you're going out on a limb there.
Oh,
nice.
It's definitely my song of the year. It could be... maybe no one else's, but it's for sure it's mine. I think that it's just a great song. So
I love it. I love that mid-tempo tunes. You know, it's not quite a ballad, but you know, not a rocker either. Just sort of right there in the sweet spot.
Kind of finds that inspiration and gets you kind of through your run. So do you have any big New Year's resolutions that you might want to talk about, you know, in the second week of December?
Well, you know, I do have it lined up pretty distinctly. I think what I'm going to do, I'm certainly going to go for, I'm running Ottawa in May, and I'm going again to try to crack 3 hours. And I think I've got a couple more little festivities planned for December, you know, two or three nights out. But otherwise, I think I'm going to lick booze through May. So I know that's who doesn't have...
Starting when?
I guess Jan 1. But this is just how many people say, you know, I want to run more, drink less, eat better, you know, every cliche in the book. But there you have it. Editor-in-Chief iRun Magazine is trying to do the same thing, you know, every other... poor sap in the middle of the country is too. You know, we're not on any kind of pedestal, and that is my that's my intention. That's my goal.
We'll put some new wheels on that wagon.
Yeah.
You know, it's we did a New Year's resolution show at the beginning of the year where we kind of talk about, hey, you know, is it just crap or is it real? You know, and if it's real, then what are you doing about it?
Right.
And that's really what it kind of comes down to is, you know, are you willing to kind of put your money where your mouth is and actually do that resolution, whatever it is.
I've read that if you do announce your goal publicly, you're three times more likely to achieve it. So step one, you know, I'm here on a limb and saying, you know, step one.
It's on podcast.
Yeah, there it is. It's for the world to hear. But I think that's one thing you can do. You know, you got to own it. I mean, how do you make it not, you know, this something that you say, but something that you actually put some muscle behind? So, you know, devise a plan, say it out loud, enlist a partner, all of these things. And, you know, I intend to do all of those things.
Yeah, don't tattoo it on your chest. No, that's a bad idea. Bad idea.
Then you better seriously commit. You don't have a horrible mistake tattooed across your forehead.
Yeah, you know, look at... When we talk about New Year's, and we talk to lots of runners throughout the week and at events and stuff like that, and we talk about, hey, like, what are you running this year? And right now, you should have a really good plan. I mean, it's already mid-December. You know, usually sometimes between Christmas and New Year's, you go to a party, you have a bunch of drinks, and you sit in front of a laptop, and next thing you know, someone's got their Visa card out, and you're registering for races, right, with all your buddies. I mean, inevitably, that happens. I mean, honestly, there's runners all over North America right now who are listening to the show who are laughing because they're going, yeah, that's exactly how I signed up for that. You know, look at
ultra marathon in the Arctic.
Yeah, or the one in the desert.
Yeah.
So, you know, look at commit and then actually just kind of do a backwards kind of engineering of it. You know, you're going to do a half marathon or you want to do a 10K race in May, like Le Chocolat, for instance.
Great race.
Fantastic race. You can find out more information about that at runningflat.com. But, you know, and then get a training plan that's going to go kind of reverse engineer you back. Your 12 weeks, your 16 weeks, you know, your 8 weeks, depending on your fitness level. And just do it.
Register
now while it's
That's
cheap.
It.
I mean, you know, there's reasons why it's cheap in the beginning and expensive near the end, because at the end, you know, we got to start making decisions. So,
and don't we say that, like, the journey is the destination? I mean, the fun thing for me, the reason why I know exactly what I'm going to do, like, from now through May, is because, like, psychologically, I like the place that it puts me in. You know, I like being in training mode. I mean, that's fun. I mean, race day is awesome, but like part of it is just like that sort of like code of conduct to get me through, you know, through the winter and into the spring. Like I know exactly what I'm doing. It organizes me.
Yeah, and that's what's getting at. So what is it? Is it that because you're getting a cadence or you're getting like a schedule in your life?
It's like it's a schedule. It's a lifestyle. It's you know, you're making less decisions. You know what you're doing. Sometimes I could fall into bad habits when I'm not on a certain schedule. You just get sort of like, I don't know, like lazy or something, or you just bad habits creep in. It's like, you know, do you have a drink every night just to relax after work? It becomes automatic, you know? But just as easy as it becomes automatic that you're going to do this, or I eat crap.
Yeah, dude, you're talking to a guy who actually has a kegerator next to his desk in his office.
Oh, in your desk, that's nice. But you know what? But these things are like, they're choices. They're choices, but you don't realize, we make so many choices almost unconsciously, you know? So the idea for me with these goals is like, wake up and choose and just pay attention to what you're doing, man. And I'm the kind of person that without that, I can, fall on not horrible tendencies, but just not where I want to be.
Are you the kind of guy, and you know, and I put this out to everyone who's
Please.
Listening, are you the kind of guy that puts up an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper that has like all the calendar dates on it, and then you actually log in, hey, I did 10 fasts today, or and I also at the same time did, you know, all my sit-ups, and I did a bunch of squats, and like do you actually kind of map all that out?
I try. I've never been able to keep that up for a whole cycle. I mean, it's just like journaling is the same thing. I journal also. I mean, I like to try to be cognizant of what's going on, so I try, but inevitably I sort of fall off. You know, it's hard to maintain that. You know, I know that's helpful, but it's just one more thing, you know, but, you know, maybe
it's a tool.
This is the year. Do you?
No.
Yeah, it's hard. It's just another thing, you know. It's like, but it'd be good. I mean, it'd be good. It'd be good if you had, like, on your calendar, and you know, Tuesday's 10 and Thursday's speed work and this is that, and you follow it, and you could do it all the way for 4 months.
If you have the goal, right? If you have a half marathon on May 1st and you have a 16-week program, then it's already dictated for you, and you're following the calendar, right? So, and you know you got to do it.
I mean, I kind of love that. When I was teaching my clinics, I would do that for the guys. You know, I mean, it's effective. It's just, the question is, this also sometimes happens to me with the yoga stuff too. It's like, how many hours more do you have to put into your running? When you're running so much, it's just like, God, I don't need one more second, and that all the wheels are gonna fall off.
Right. Ben.
Wow.
All the best.
Been a year, my brother. Thank you.
It's been a great year. Thank you very much, and look forward to seeing you in the new year.
Yes, sir. Bye bye.
All the best. That's Ben Kaplan from iRun Magazine. Always great getting his views in. You have been listening to Running Flat Radio. It's been a fabulous year. Wishing you and your family all the best and the safest. And most of all, just remember to get out there and keep running.
And that's the end of it.
End of episode. Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski. Tuesday night, 7 till 8 on AM 800. Running Flat Radio is a paid program. Local news is next on AM 800 CKLW, the information station.
And that's all I have to say about that.